Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Man, it goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, I'll tell you somebody else who covers a whole lot of ground. That's our U.S. Senator, Tommy Tuberville. He has definitely been making a name for himself in D.C. as somebody who was willing to say it like he says it, sees it, and work to get some things done in a more conservative bent. So without further ado, let me just go ahead and make sure he's still on the line. Senator Tuberville, are you with us?
I'm here, Phil. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
You know, just another day. I'm in the state this week. We finally finished off voting. We're supposed to have been in all week, but they kept us up there to vote to give away another $95 billion of American taxpayer money, and they managed to do that through the Senate. Now, I don't think it'll go through the House, but
no.
We got a lot of work to do, and you know, it's just unfortunately, you know, we keep putting the burden on the taxpayers of this country. Maybe we can start doing something for them sooner or later.
Well, that spending bill, let's talk about that for a minute, if you don't mind. I mean, that was a complete distortion of what the people have largely been saying they want. I mean, I know that there's going to be folks that are saying, we got to send money to Ukraine, but a $95 billion spending bill outside of normal appropriations, $60 billion of which goes to Ukraine, nothing for the southern border, and Schumer and McConnell and 22 other Republicans, by the way, jump on it.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of invalid stuff you hear about this. You know, for some reason, we've got Republicans and Democrats thinking, man, we got to stop Russia right now or they'll just keep going through Europe like a bulldozer. Well, heck, they've only made like 10 miles gain in 2 years in Ukraine. And Ukraine's like a junior high team compared to us and Europe and in some of the other countries. So I just don't understand it. Something I've not voted for any money to go to Ukraine. I'm for them, but you know, we pretty much caused the war ourselves because we did the coup in 2014, removed our president, our CIA did, and put this Zelensky in. And ever since then, even Biden, when he first got elected, said, hey, we're going to put Ukraine in NATO. It'd be like in Russia or China putting missiles in military bases in our border in Mexico. I mean, we wouldn't want that. So I'm sure they don't want United States building bases in Ukraine. So we need to do some diplomacy, Phil, but that's not in the character or the mindset of anybody in Washington, D.C. right now in this administration. It looks like we're going to have to get Trump in to stop all these crazy, crazy wars. But we do need to build our military complex up. We need to get back to making our military stronger and stronger because right now it's the weakest we've been in 30 years.
Yeah. And I'll tell you too, Senator. You know, with the issue of Ukraine, I mean, I don't think anybody wants Russia to have free reign. But the reality is, there's never been a plan from the administration. They just have an open checkbook and they just keep writing checks. I think if they had actually come out with milestones and a plan and tell us the accountability for any dollar they're sending over there, but they're not doing that, and that's where they're losing people right now. Is the fact that they just literally don't have a plan.
They have zero plan. They didn't have a plan when we went into it. They didn't have a plan of what was going to happen if it stopped in a certain amount of time. And we still don't have a plan. I hope you saw some of Tucker Carlson's interview. Vladimir Putin, exactly right. Nobody will talk to him. We got nobody in this administration. I think they will, to be honest with you. Let me tell you something. They say $35 billion in this money is for our military complex. Hey, I'm awesome for that. I'm great. But as long as we leave it here, don't be building it and giving it to Ukraine. Because, as I said, we are so far behind in our military industry in terms of even making anything. Plus, our stockpiles are as low as they've been in a long, long time.
Well, and they are, and we keep giving away what our stores should basically be stocking up on, and then we're actually expending some of it, you know, going after the Houthis and dealing with, you know, things in the Red Sea and the Suez Canal. This is a crazy time, and here we are with a commander-in-chief who we're all questioning his mental faculties right now. I had Congressman Palmer on a little while ago, and we were talking about that very thing, that we're at a time right now where the world has as much or more unrest, our military is at a weak capacity, and we've got a commander-in-chief who doesn't seem to know where to stand, much less how to make a plan or to act like a leader.
Well, it's pitiful. It really is. It's really bad, and they're trying to hide it. And I'm going to tell you, they're doing a disservice to our country, to America, hiding and not coming out and saying, listen, he is slow, this, that. And we had some problems with, we remember back with Ronald Reagan. But let me tell you something. Ronald Reagan, that was his last term. They worked through it. And I'm fine if we know who's making the calls, because he was, he is the commander in chief. But as you said, we're in tough times. But I want to say this to you. We are borrowing. This country is borrowing $80,000 a second, $4.6 million a minute onto our credit card for the taxpayers of this country. That is wrong. And it's getting worse. And the wars are a big problem. But the bankruptcy of this country with $35 trillion in debt is astounding, and it's a crime.
Yeah. Well, I completely agree. And I don't know how we even stem the tide of some of that right now, except to see a change in leadership. And that's where it's going to have to go. Let me ask you while I've got you on the line. So the southern border got zero attention out of that all night filibuster and vote, and Schumer crowed about it and loved it, and the world's going to know that America's back and yada yada. And yet our own southern border got zero attention in that bill. Is there another spending bill right behind it? Is McConnell doing anything for the southern border?
No, McConnell got outmaneuvered by Schumer. And he took the bait. And your leadership is kind of like your offensive and defensive coordinator and your head coach. You got to make the game plan to make it work. Well, the game plan for the ace in the hole that we had, which was they wanted money for Ukraine. That's fine. Okay, if you want money for Ukraine, stop the border. Stop people coming in, because we're spending billions and billions a month down there right now taking care of the people that's coming across that shouldn't be coming across. So we had the ace in the hole. We didn't use it. They didn't give us anything. It was a border spending bill. It wasn't a border bill that stopped people from coming in. It was just terribly organized by the leadership in McConnell. He got outmaneuvered, and we didn't get anything for it. And he turns around and votes for this Ukraine money. I don't understand where they're coming from when we should be standing up for the taxpayers of this country first. They're going to fly over our borders that are out of control if they have an opportunity to give money to Ukraine when they go to Ukraine and give them that money.
Well, it's like something we've never seen before. I mean, I know that there's going to be times we disagree on policy, or we disagree with someone's election results or whatever else. This is like an epic fail on grand proportions right now. Let me ask you about something else related to the southern border, but different. So last night, the House of Representatives, for only the second time in United States history, voted for articles of impeachment of a cabinet member. And so Secretary Mayorkas, who's been failing at the southern border, lying to Congress, all of it, he's now been impeached in the House, but they got to refer it to the Senate. And I know Schumer's in charge. I don't give it much of a chance under a Schumer leadership. But has there been any discussion, or have y'all been alerted to the procedures you're going to have to follow regarding that very thing?
Well, they'll come in and swear in all the senators and all that. We won't have a trial. They're not going to run him off. And it really doesn't make any difference, because the guy can't tell the truth, but the next guy they put in there behind him is not going to do anything either. So it'll be just as bad. You know, the President of the United States has the power today to call down to the border and say, stop. Immediately stop anybody from coming in. He has the power. Our laws are on the books. So they shouldn't be looking around for new laws or HR2 or any of that. Just stop it. But he's not going to do it. And whoever they bring in is not going to do it. But at least the House proved a point. The American people, this guy is the biggest liar in the world. But, that's the way they do things. That's the way the Democrats have run you know, this administration for the last 3 years.
Well, it is. And at very least, he's got an asterisk by his name, I guess, is where we are. But Hey,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, going back to those wars, you know, that we've got right now, we've got to get a plan because we've got three different type of wars. We've got a proxy war, and now we got the fighting with Yemen and in the Middle East. We're shooting down drones that they're spending $5,000 on when we're shooting them down with $2 million missiles. We can't continue to do that, Phil.
Right.
And then, of course, we have got to let China know that we are stable, we got good leadership, and that we can control Taiwan's borders and our West Coast. I mean, it's a scary time.
Well, and speaking of scary time, I want to get one comment from you on something kind of unrelated, but the news broke just a little while ago while we're on the air. You got a long history in sports, especially football, and the Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl, and they were in the middle of their victory parade in Kansas City, and a shooting broke out in the middle of the crowd. We're seeing right now on the news that at least one's dead, 14 injured. Your thoughts on the status of crime in America and how it impacts even, you know, sporting victories.
Yeah, the Democrats started this years ago with defund the police, you know, these sorry DAs turning people back out after they've been put in jail, just like New York City last week when the policemen were beat up by the illegal immigrants and they didn't do anything to them. It's out of control. We've caused this, or we haven't. The Democratic administration has caused this, but we've turned into a third world country. And that's exactly in these bigger cities are having more and more problems. They can't control them. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. It's not going to just stay there. That's the reason we got to have Donald Trump back in office to say enough is enough. Let's lock this country down at the borders. Let's turn up the police, put people in jail, put them in there, make them serve time. If these DAs are going to act like this, let's send them on down the road. Something's got to be done, Phil. We can't continue this direction because it is getting really, really bad. And we had somebody shot in D.C. the other day, shot three times. He died. He worked for Trump. Nobody even said anything.
Yeah.
It's happening every day, and this mainstream media is not announcing a lot of this stuff going on. But they have to do things like this Kansas City shooting and it's again. We have become a third world country, and we have lost control, and we have no leadership to get this stopped. But they don't want to stop it. To be honest with you, I think they want something like this. But Trump's going to put a stop to it. That's the reason people are going to vote for it.
Well, we look forward to it in November 2024. Can't get here fast enough, as far as I'm concerned, but. Senator, you keep holding the line, and if you ever see a plan materialize about Ukraine, make sure you let us know.
You got it. Well, it's going to be a bumpy 7, 8, 9 months to the election, so everybody grab a hold and hold on, but we got to do the right thing and get control of our country because we've lost control as we speak.
Senator Tommy Tuberville, we'll talk to you again sometime soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, we'll go take a break right now. The Senator Tommy Tuberville giving us his perspective. By the way, he has never been known to mince words, has he? Never once in the football era, and certainly not in this political era. He'll come on to tell you what he sees, and here's what it is. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.